Today on 1 Minute Mortgage Show, I'm going to talk a little bit about USDA. What is USDA? Well, USDA is a rural development loan. Here locally on the west coast of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota County, pretty much all of Palmetto, Ellington, Parrish, and you pretty much have from there all the way south, east of I-75, all the way down to roughly Venice. You are in USDA territory. If you have questions about USDA, let me know. I'll more than happy to send you the USDA map. What it is zero down, and you can get up to 6% closing cost help from the seller. And the PMI that's associated with USDA is really low. On a $200,000 or $300,000 home, PMI can be as cheap as $40 or $50 a month. USDA is a great lending vehicle because, again, zero down, 100% financing. And you do have to have a higher credit score. You need to have a 620 middle score. Now, out of all the loans, it's the most conservative loan that's out there. You're pretty much capped at 38 to 41% DTI, debt to income ratios, where FHA can go as high as 57% sometimes. VA, you can go 62, 63% sometimes. Conventional is capped at 49.99. So when it comes to approval, it does typically lead to a smaller approval amount than maybe some other loans. But if you're looking to live in a rural area, and that's a good place for you to establish your roots, then it's a great product because, again, zero down. Now, they are pretty picky when it comes to collections and things like that. So you need to have a pretty clean credit history from a collection standpoint. But USDA is a great tool. We do a lot of USDA loans here at Cross Country Mortgage. Now, understand that this product is not a fast product. We can't close this loan in 2.5 weeks like we do most of our loans. It is underwritten in-house, and then it has to be bundled up and sent to the USDA office. And a lot of things with government, when their hands get involved, it takes a little bit longer to close. So your USDA loans can range anywhere from 5 to 9 weeks, depending on the time of the year you're in. Now, USDA is also capped how much income you can make per year. And they look at total household income. So it's not just the person applying for the loan, but if you have a grandmother you take care of, or you have a 17-year-old son or daughter that works at Publix grocery store and they're employed, everyone's income underneath that roof counts against the income qualification or max income qualification guidelines for USDA. So on the west coast of Florida here, it's capped right around $83,000 for total household income based on the size of 2 to 3 people living in the house. But it's a great product, and the interest rates are really good compared to some other products that are out there. So that's 1 Minute Mortgage Show today for USDA loans.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.